Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the first day in December of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through your Thursday. We're going to start with an outstanding piece of software known as LastPass. It's also a company. Company LastPass makes the product LastPass that allows you to conveniently manage and store passwords securely. Unfortunately, LastPass has been the victim of data breaches over the last couple months, the last one occurring in August, which LastPass is now saying has led to another data breach, where attackers had access to a third-party cloud storage service. What this means to you, the user, is that storing your password securely is critical. If you use dozens of accounts, sometimes it's easy to want to use the same password across all those sites. That is dangerous, because it means that if a criminal gets that password, he can access all of your things. And if you're wondering, well, how do I manage 10, 15, 20, 30 passwords? The answer is a solution like LastPass. But like with anything else in life, you need to understand the risk. And in this case, the risk is that criminals may try to target that solution. So it doesn't look like this impacts any passwords that LastPass manages, so that's good. They appear to have good segmentation that allows for limited impact of these types of events, which should give you a good feeling about using them as a provider. We're going to move on to a company called GoTo. Now, GoTo is an affiliate of LastPass and may actually be the reason that LastPass, sort of, had their data breached. GoTo began to notify customers Wednesday that they are investigating a cyber attack. Now, this cyber attack, we don't have any details on other than details that GoTo is investigating, quote, unusual activity within their development environment and third-party cloud storage service. That same third-party cloud storage service that had LastPass data. So when you're the victim of a cyber crime, in this case, LastPass in August of 2022, months ago, data stolen during those breaches can be used to gain access to your affiliates, in this case, GoTo. And in a full circle way, data that you store with your affiliates can then be stolen. So this is a complicated cyber ecosystem where companies work together with each other's data. And so one company's data breach is no longer just one company's. In this case, GoTo and LastPass are joined at the cyber exposure and cyber attack hip. Speaking of hips, if you like the curve of your hips, you may know about the challenge going on TikTok called the Invisible Challenge. Pro tip, don't do it. In this challenge, you take a picture of yourself naked, and you use a filter to blur your naked body, and the result is the contours of your body, which many find interesting. However, you should never post pictures of yourself naked, even if blurred, because technology can be reversed, and that is what a lot of people have tried to do. While you are posting pictures of your blurred body, people want to see your actual naked body. And it is that desire that has been abused by criminals. Millions of TikTok videos have been shared with this invisible challenge. And there is a fake software called Unfilter claiming to remove that filter so that people can see naked bodies all over TikTok. Bad news, that Unfilter is actually a malware, and it has Wasp Stealer, which is inside of some malicious Python packages. And Wasp Stealer can steal your crypto wallet, your credit card, any other sensitive data about your machine, your password, your Discord accounts, and other data. And so we see here that nudity and sensuality can oftentimes be something people are very interested in, and that interest is something that criminals are well aware of, and they are exploiting it to get your data. So if you are a TikTok user and you are trying to hide your naked body, just don't take that picture in the first place. And if you're a TikTok user trying to look at someone's naked body, just don't do it, because instead of seeing a naked body, you may actually be stung by the wasp malware. We're going to end today in healthcare, where if you've been stung by a wasp or any other creature, you may want to get treatment. And in Colombia, you may be waiting over 12 hours for treatment. One of the larger healthcare organizations in the nation of Colombia, Coralti, is a huge organization with over 350 medical centers and dozens of subsidiaries across Central, South, and North America. And all of those organizations are having trouble processing appointments, scheduling surgery, getting medication because they've been the victim of a ransomware attack. Now, initially, the ransomware was not disclosed. However, researchers reached out to the company, saw a screenshot that involves a technology called VMware ESXi, which is a common target for ransomware operators. And it was identified as Ransom House, which is a fairly new operation stemming from an old group known as White Rabbit. And the Ransom House confirmed that they have done this attack, that this attack occurred on the 27th of November, and that 3 terabytes of data were stolen. Now, why this matters is because that data includes patient records, potentially, hospital plans, business elements, and as we discussed between LastPass and GoTo, companies that provide work for or are close to Coralti Healthcare could have their data involved as well. So, if you do business with, if you're a patient of, or you work for a Coralti Healthcare organization or subsidiary, you've been having a rough couple days. And if you're seeking treatment, please be patient because they're dealing with this as best they can. But this is the impact of ransomware in 2022, where not only is patient care compromised as a result of the attack, but data privacy from both customers and peers within their organization are compromised, and they could be looking at paying either the criminals millions of dollars or the Colombian government millions of dollars in fines, depending on how their security allowed this attack to happen. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Thursday. Hopefully you're almost through your work week. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a professor of chemistry, Samuel Stupp of Northwestern. He's getting a sincere tip of the cap for winning the 2022 Von Hippel Award, which is one of the highest awards granted in the field of chemistry. And Professor Stupp is getting this award because he earned it through his contributions in the field of molecularly designed supermolecule soft materials. And it's this research that is helping to develop bioactive materials, which signal cells that are used in therapies for regenerative medicine, and also to initiate bone and cartilage tissue. So his work is absolutely helping to save and change lives and careers in the field of medicine. So to you, Professor Stupp, a sincere tip of the cap for your dedication to chemistry, and please keep on sciencing.